Bav Metzia Daf Mem Ches. We're going to begin Mem Bav Mem Zayin on the base, the bottom. Tanan. Later the Mishnah. Aval Amru. But the Chacham said Misha Parah Midir Amabul. He who exacts payment from the people of the generation of the flood. Was it the Parah Misha in Emin B'Diburei? He will exact payment from whoever does not stand by his statement. Now, if you say that when he affects acquisition, this is why it says Avol. If you say the money does not affect acquisition, why does a person who reneged after the money subject to the curse? The Chacham said, as the Marsim Shum Devarim, to the fact that he reneged on a statement of his committing himself to buy an item. And there's one who reneged his statement that can even stand subject to the curse. Shimon Amir Rashim says, Avavish Amru Talis Kedin Dinner Zav, and in Dinner Zav Kedin Talis. Even though the Chacham said that when one party takes possession of a garment, the other party acquires a gold dinner. One party takes possession of a gold dinner, the other party does not acquire a garment. In any case, this is what the halacha would be. But Chacham said, with regards to one who reneges only on a transaction where one party pulled the gold dinner into his possession, the Hebrews to exact the payment to all these people, his nations, who also the part of Mishanem Dibore, he will exact payment from whoever does not stand by his statement. One who negotiates, the negotiation culminates with the statement committing himself to acquire the item. While he does not acquire the item without a formal of acquisition, with regards to one who reneges his commitment, and Chum are displeased with her. The regards to one who reneges on his commitment, we have only the statement that Chacham are displeased with him, not a curse. Now, if there's a statement of commitment, then there's a payment of money accompanying it, is subject to the curse. If it's just the bunim but not accompanied with money, there's no curse. Our Rabbi says, a pasuk and a brisa supports the opinion of Rish Lakish that money mois ain't a kenis, metaltim natera. The pasuk says, v'chishesh b'amisa kodei b'chumasyode v'gozei v'ashukei amisa, and deal falsely with his colleague in a matter of deposit or a pledge, robbery, and oppressed his friend. Deposit was referring to cases similar to a deposit where there's a denial of an item and not merely a debt. Where the debtor designated a keli collateral for his loan. And then there is the chayif. Where he designated a vessel for him and withheld payment, resulting in this oppression. And when the pasuk repeats three of these cases after stating that each individual admitting a lie is chayav to return an item, but then it shall be, if you have sinned and is guilty, he shall restore that which he took by robbery, or the thing that he has gotten by oppression, or the deposit that was deposited with him. While the pasuk does not repeat the pledge, my time and lavish on mechas reshicha must be because he's lacking in meshicha. See, it suffices that the pasuk repeated the case of oppression. The handre kro. What are we doing with here? My congregation told the men of a chazrei fida etzli. The case where the workers took the item for the payment from the employer, and then deposited the item to the employer, then denying having received the deposit. Denying only the actual item, not the abstract debt. If I think about a Heine Pikadon, this is the case of Pikadon already mentioned. So what's the Chiddush? The Gabri Pikadon. There are two types of deposits. Iyachi here saw that this explanation of the Pasek, Shumashiyad Namila Hadri, let the Pasek repeat the case of a pledge as well. Look, the explanation, not only men of a husband of Yifkidiretzli, and interpreting the case where the lender took the item from him by pulling into his possession and deposited with him the item with the debtor. Where it says, Iyahadri Kro, if the Pasek had repeated the case of the pledge, Litsuftu Lene Saiti, or not be a refutation or a support. Actually, how did it grow? Now that the pasuk is not repeated, psayle is. Furthermore, supposedly, how did it grow? The pasuk repeat the case of the pledge for the time of Rosh Hashanah. This is from where is it derived to apply that which is said? Anything that which is not taken a false title. Although, if enough, I'm not that I was included in the case of a pledge and the requirement of return. Where it says, behead a mean meal le adre kro. And then even did not repeat the case of a pledge explicitly. Vastisim in the law from where we derive support for the plea of Shlomish or Abraisa, the Tanya, son of Abraisa, the son of the Balan Mal. If one had consecrated money and gave it to the bathhouse attendant, chance to use the bath. He's high enough for mole. So then he pays even before he uses the bathhouse. Amarara says Dafki Balan Hudalimachas Roshika. It's specifically with regard to one giving the consecrated money to a bathhouse attendant, it is high immediately, as in that case there is no lack of pulling. But other matters where there is lacking of pulling, there's a lack of pulling. He's not chayav. He's chayav permission only once he pulls. Where says Vatanya, but isn't didn't want to Bryson a son of a sapper the mall? Foreign was makdish money and gave it to a barber. He's chayav for mila. The sapper will buy the mishach disappears. In the case of a barber, doesn't he need to pull the haircut utensils in order to the transaction to be finalized, which is a lab for Mashiach. He's not subject to pulling. Tanya the market, the son of the Sapa, the Sapa, the Baal Manis, if one had given money, Hektish money, gave it to a barber, a sailor, to a craftsman, the Ma, on the Mashiach. It's Chayef from Ila, only once he pulls. When I ask Kashina Adadi, two breaths are difficult. Lashmamina comes up a bit, comes up to Lashmamina. Chenar Nachman, the Ratirima is Kainis. Third on the money affects acquisition. Vatkele Basista Vashkach, they've examined the Bryce and he discovered the son of the listening mole. Give it to all, sir, is Oyman Mila. Elakashir is Lokish, and we're slaughtered. No, there's nobody that's Ushulin. Mishnah teaches with regards to a person who reneges a transaction after the money was paid. It was stated there, we inform one who seeks to renege only the transaction, be aware that this is the banishment of one who does not stand by his statement. We curse him with a statement. Well, that's our biases. We inform him that it was written in Nasi Baham Khalitar, nor curse a ruler amongst your people. Rav Amar Milat Latinly, Rav said we curse him. See, but Amcha is written amongst your people. But you see, my Amcha, the right to want to perform as an action befitting your people. Our Rav says, Mina Aminu Lay. From what do I say this halacha? The Chibar Yisav Yogli Zuzia Milcha. Or the buyers gave Rav Chibar money to purchase salt for him. See, if you act in Milcha, ultimately the price of salt increased. Also, the Mirab Nachal Amalay Zil Havaluhu came to him and said, go give him the salt. If not, if you say, you're merely informing the punishment, One must be a form. It says the other mind willeth latinan. Rather, what curses with him? Would Rav Chiya Yisuf come to accept upon himself a curse of the Chachamim? And Rav Chiya Yisuf, Rav Chiya Yisuf, the down payment of the buyers gave Rav Chiya Yisuf. Money was paid merely to bolster the commitment to complete the transaction. Whosoever, Rav Chiya Yisuf, held a down payment was connected to the painting, a fixed acquisition. And the fixed acquisition of salt commenced through the entire amount of the transaction. It stated a raven, down payment of fixed acquisition.
The
fixed acquisition of merchandise, the entire amount of acquisition. That's the one who gives a down payment to another. I say to him, if I renege my down payment, it's forfeited. And the other person says, I will double your down payment for you. The conditions are in effect. Sufficient that the down payment affects acquisition or merchandise commensurate with the amount of down payment. What is this? When the buyer says to the seller, my down payment will affect acquisition of the merchandise. But if one sold another in a field, a house or a field for 1,000 dinars, the buyer paid him the Chumash Mezuz, Konis Kedem Aslis Asher, Lacher Chumash Shonim, and he returns the rest of it after several years have passed. My Lavu Adin Metalton must be with Metalton as well. There was still my Karmel Kula, as in the case where the agreement is unspecified, the buyer acquires the entire item. This is late. No. The Talpum stumble the economy. So the regard to movable property in the case of the agreement is not specified. Why should that karka? What about movable properties differ from land? The Kaspe Kunli Mamish. The case of the land, which was with the payment of money, would genuinely acquire it. Kunli the Kula. Buyer acquires an entire tract of land with the down payment. Talpum the Kunli. Case of movable properties with which the payment of money acquires it only with the sense that Renegs receive the curse, the Kabul Mishapar, the Kernel, the Kolo. Versus.